Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. Home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, I Apologize, and this pile of horseshit known as the DJ New Style Show with me, Ken, and featuring your friend and mine. He's a guy. He lives in a house in the Garden State. Your friend, my friend, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Doing really good.
What do you mean real good?
No, not that good.
Why would you say that then?
Because it just sounded good in my head. It sounded better than...
It sounded good to just tell a fucking blatant lie.
It always sounds good to tell a blatant lie.
No, it doesn't. It sounds terrible to the person that you're saying it to. Because I know...
You're listening? Okay.
You and I both know it's not fucking really good. Really good. Let me know when it is, for real.
It is.
Okay. Well, I asked and you said no. What more can I do?
To know you're telling a lie then also.
Then what the fuck is the point? Like, if I have to...
Guessing. I gotta keep you guessing.
I don't want to. I just want you to fucking tell me.
It's going real good.
Good, thank you. Why?
Because the Yankees are winning.
Gives a fuck.
It doesn't happen too often anymore.
Does that really make you feel good when your sports team wins?
Oh, well, yeah. I feel better when they win than when they lose.
I haven't fucking felt joy from watching a team win a game in a very long time.
Well, there's no hope in football watching those games. I don't really like baseball anymore, so I don't know. Maybe I should start watching hockey or something this year.
I mean, I like watching sport. But I never get that feeling of like, well, today was a good day. Well, why, Ken? Because my team won. Never fucking feel that way. Haven't in years.
Never? But you have felt that.
When I was a child, yes.
Like your little league team won.
Yeah, like I watched the Giants win the Super Bowl, and it was a cool game. Right?
And then
I couldn't give a fuck.
After 86, you had, what, 1 or 2 years?
But it was... I mean, even as an adult... I watched them win.
It's like, all right, good, yay. And that's about it.
I'm not one of those guys that's going to say, hey, we won, or we beat your Eagles, your Cowboys, or your Cowboys, or the your and mine shit. Like, we're trading fucking franchise teams. Bugs me, and I can't fucking tolerate it. I don't understand the joy that people get from watching these fucking people play a game. I understand... I understand that it's an exciting thing. It's an exciting thing to watch people win, but it shouldn't be the fucking rose or thorn of your fucking day. It shouldn't be the highlight or fucking downfall of your day. Some dude in a brightly colored uniform making an error or fucking pulling something off shouldn't be the determination that you had a bad fucking day. Oh, I'm in a lousy mood. Why is he in such a lousy mood, Jan? Well, his Browns lost. Who gives a fuck?
The Browns.
Gives a rat's shit about a team.
But you know what? See, I don't let it ever like make me upset that a team I like lost. But it will make me happy. Now, I just cut it at zero in positive numbers. I don't go in the negative because a team lost. I'm just like, all right, change the channel. That's it.
Yeah, yet I'll identify as a fan of a team. Like, oh, what's your team? I like the Giants. I like the Bears. I like the Cubs. I like the Mets.
Other teams, so I guess that makes me a fan of that team. I mean,
someone asked me, he's like, "Oh, I was wearing a Chicago Bears T-shirt," and somebody asked me, he's like, "Is that your team?" I go, "Kinda." It kind of like they were taken a little back. They said, "Kinda," and I'm like, "Well, I just like Chicago, so I'll just wear a shirt just for no fucking reason because it's a shirt."
Just wear a Cubs shirt.
I've actually been asked not to wear Cubs shirts by Jeff from Sandwich Humor, and I haven't since he's asked me to. I guess they were playing the Giants, and I remember that.
Yeah, that was the series with the Cubs. I think they lost though.
He wanted every advantage he could possibly have for his team, his San Francisco Giants.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. It doesn't do it for me anymore.
Yeah, only if you're like directly participate. Like I'd say, if you're part of a franchise. Like, if you're, like, the owner of a team, you can probably say we, even though you're not playing. But I think that's still sketchy.
Yeah, I agree.
Even the coach, like a baseball, like Joe Girardi, him saying we, he never says we, really.
Look, here's the fucking deal. The money you spend on shirts and tickets does not fucking, it's not dues in a club. You're not joining that fucking franchise. You're just fucking funding it. You're not a member. You're just a fucking follower of it.
Yeah, but
you don't work for Apple if you buy an iPhone. You're just a fucking follower or a consumer. You're consuming the entertainment that they fucking put on for you when you watch. Well, maybe not the Mets, but I was gonna say you're consuming the entertainment when you watch a Mets game. Actually, no, you're just fucking making a poor financial choice.
The game is just consuming your time, is what's happening.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what isn't a poor financial choice. Every now and then, taking your mind off of sports, Steve, and going out and putting yourself in face to face with a friend, with someone that you haven't been around in a while, and we actually did that recently.
Yeah.
And no particular event, no reason, no rhyme, just
that's the
a
best
bowl
thing.
Of goddamn soup. And some fucking spring rolls. That was the occasion. Hey,
Vietnamese. Gotta go Vietnamese for the good food.
We listened to Chucky Aiken's You Got Beef. And then went to a place and had some pho and some spring rolls. I remarked at how you had a Jesus beard. I thought that was pretty special.
And hair. It's not quite Jesus length. But...
I you know what? If you wore sandals... It would have been more appropriate.
Pull it off, yeah.
Yeah,
I was wearing sandals.
Oh, I didn't really look at you. I don't make a habit out of checking out dudes' toes, but
I mean, they're like fucking Asics crazy sandals. So,
oh, what, like the shower shoe, the stock shower shoes from college?
They weren't woven. Yeah, they weren't woven.
Those fucking Velcro 3-stripe Adidas.
Yeah. Oh, I got the sandal tan. My foot looks retarded.
The worst.
Yeah, I got. It looks like a TV screen.
What do you mean it looks like a TV screen? I don't understand.
Like, the whole top of my foot is white, but there's, like, a square in the middle of it. It looks like a TV screen.
Oh, so it looks like, okay, the untanned portion resembles a TV. Yeah. I got you.
Right.
Yeah, okay, well, that's wonderful. You should just draw something on it.
Maybe I'll put bunny ears on it.
You should, and then you should take a picture of it.
Simpsons cartoon.
Just take a picture of it, put it on your Twitter, on your Facebook, and hashtag it Muffeats. That'd be great. It'd be something fucking great. It would actually be much better than some of the hashtags that I'm seeing here. The whole hashtag game...
Cheats! Yeah.
The hashtag thing was fun when it was a punchline. I enjoyed a good hashtag punchline.
Right.
Like, you'd write something shitty about some woman who did something, or some dude... who did something to you. Like, for example, today, I was using the facilities.
Uh-huh.
You know what that means, right?
I know what that means.
Taking a big, fat shit.
Going to see Aunt Tilly.
I like how I went really polite with my description, and then I had to bring it down to the gutter. Taking a big, fat shit. So I was in the stall taking a big, fat shit in the facilities, and I heard a phone ring, and it was like the stock iPhone, like... do you remember in the Wonder Years when Kevin Arnold would see Winnie Cooper for like the first time?
Oh, it had that music in the background.
Play that little guitar, bing, bing, bang, bang. Like, it would play that. Well, there's like a stock iPhone ring that sounds exactly like that.
Oh, God.
I'm going to see if I can actually, I don't even know how quickly I can get to it. But anyway, that fucking ring was very terrible. And I heard it. And then within a second, I hear, Bill, how are you? The guy's having a full-fledged business call on the shitter.
Nice.
In a fucking bathroom. It's not just like a couple stalls. It's about six stalls, and there's only one open. And there's a guy at the sink washing his fucking hands. There's somebody drying their hands with the fucking dryer on. This guy is totally unashamed. I would describe that in a tweet and use the hashtag assface or something like that. So I would complain about the guy, and I would hashtag it a shit phone, something like that. I enjoy a good jab, a good stamp on the complaining tweet with a hashtag. But now
just,
what?
Just like a one word summary that's funny.
Yeah,
you know?
Or even
that's
I've seen
followed by or preceded by a hashtag.
I've seen the compound word tweet. I've enjoyed that tweet. With the hashtag, not the tweet.
Yeah, the hashtag.
Whatever the fuck it is, doesn't matter. However, now the hashtag has become a marketing tool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's always been kind of a marketing tool, but now it's being overused for marketing.
Well, like every marketing campaign of every product has a hashtag,
yep.
And it's multiple per company.
My
it's not
favorite
just company hashtag. It's the company. Each marketing push has its own hashtag.
I really want to talk about a few of these hashtags that really fucking irritate me. Like, anytime there's a show on, they'll have the logo of the network as a watermark in the corner, like the lower left or lower right. But above it, it'll be a hashtag and then like an abbreviated version.
I just saw on the Yankees season to watch.
Oh, Christ.
Season the number two, because it's Derek Jeter's last season, and watch.
Fuck,
and that's the hashtag for the
fuck
Yankees.
Fuck him. Year. But there was one, I was seeing this hashtag from what I thought was like a lot of people. It was right. Hashtag H50. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I look closer at my feed on Twitter, and it's one dude, and I click on it, and it's, and even when you click on the hashtag to see all the other people tweeting about it, he's like the only one doing it. And I saw someone else had it, and it was like, I love Hawaii 50. this fucking guy was the only person that was live tweeting an episode of fucking Hawaii 50.
We talked about this guy before.
Yeah, that irritated the fucking shit out of me, and that really opened my eyes to this to the hashtag.
Abuse.
Yeah,
let's
just abuse.
Call it hashtag abuse.
Hashtag abuse. I mean, it's a marketing thing, but it was being fucking abused. When you need to have a hashtag for fucking Hawaii 50, just fuck off. I don't even want to know that dude anymore. However, I saw one where Quick Check, the beloved coffee destination of North Jersey.
Quote coffee.
Excuse me?
I said quote coffee.
What do you mean, quote coffee?
It's mostly water.
True, but I think of the deli coffees, it ranks pretty high.
No, I think it ranks like the worst coffee I could drink.
So, okay, let's do some round robin fucking battles.
Coffee rankings
yeah,
from
let's
shitty
some, let's
places?
Do some coffee battles here. Okay, 7-Eleven versus Quick Check.
Are we doing like a scale here, like 1 to 10?
You have to pick one. That is the rule. You have to pick one of the.
Oh,
two.
I just pick one. So you're
gonna. I'm giving you matchups. Who wins this matchup? 7-Eleven or Quick Check? Coffee wise.
7-Eleven.
Fuck you. You know you can't. I can't even talk to you.
Quick Check is the worst coffee.
7-Eleven. They put a pot on at fucking 5 a.m.
Not mine.
Oh, what do they do at yours? Do they fucking cut up? They change it constantly. They don't really.
I have a very, very new 7-Eleven by me, and those guys are on point.
I'd rather drink my fucking hot diarrhea than a 7-Eleven coffee.
Now, what you just said about 7-Eleven is exactly what they do at my Quick Check. My Quick Check is terrible, man. Other Quick Checks might be good, because I used to like Quick Check when it was run properly. But the one by me is just, it's like everybody there has been there for like 15 years and just doesn't care anymore.
Well, let me ask you this. Your Quick Check that you're saying is so bad, do they still use the coffee pots? Because this is an important determination. Everybody else has moved on.
Oh, no, they have... They have the
pressed down canisters.
Right, they have those...
7-Eleven has the fucking pots. Thing. They have the pots.
Right.
Pots individual pots bullshit
better.
Fucking
no,
off...
That's better.
...off this coffee pots that people can fucking spit in, throw shit in, they get ignored, they get cracked and still fucking used until the fucking
See, I don't
thing
think
disintegrates.
That happened because that's right in front of, like, you have the coffee and right... Across from it is where you check out at the 7-Eleven.
Now,
so,
I will admit,
I guess
I'll
someone
concede,
really wanted to.
I'll concede that the canisters allow the employees to get a little lazy.
Right. They're just oversized thermoses is what they are.
That's what it is. However, the one by me and every other Quick Check I've been in has a fucking timer system.
And they timers beep, right?
Yeah, and they change them right away.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You go into my Quick Check, and the timers are just going constantly. I mean, you're in there. It's just a drone in the background. Like, everybody in the town, I think they just let it go for, like, a couple months, and everybody just got used to it.
It's just, like, soft rock, and then just overpowered by the sense assaulting just random beeps from the six right. pots that are missing. Like, right. They don't even change them. They just pull them off. Like,
no,
oh,
no, see.
We're all out of Jamaican me crazy.
Yeah, the way mine works is there's not multiple buzzers. There's one buzzer. So if a pot is empty, it has a buzzer. But they're all like go over the same speaker if there's two going off. So it's not like there's two. It's like all routed to the same speaker. And I'm sure they've blown out the speaker because it's very low at this point.
I mean, what kind of speaker do you think they really have? I mean, it's just a thing that beeps on the unit.
Yeah, but I think if
they're
you have
not setting the other ones.
It's running constantly. They probably blown it out. They probably like
they just put tape over the over
yeah.
The
they probably have, like thrown cold cuts at it just to try to get it to shut up, but so they don't have to do the coughing. They don't have to listen to it either.
Yeah, they've hit it with enough fucking boar's head turkey slices that it just yeah. gave up.
They just flick it with pickle juice.
Yeah, for flavoring. So yeah, I think you're wrong, but anyway, we're not gonna win because to me, 7-Eleven is worse than fucking just random gas station coffee.
There's a lot of random gas station coffee that's good.
You know what? The coffee in the back of a ShopRite is fucking better than goddamn 7-Eleven.
Usually the coffee I've ever gotten at a supermarket has been bad.
My point exactly. I also said my hot diarrhea was better than 7-Eleven coffee. And I'll tell you, between my hot diarrhea and grocery store complimentary coffee... It's a toss-up.
Now, see, luckily, in my town, we have a place that's a drive-through place. It's really weird. It's a drive-through convenience store.
Yeah.
That's just always been here. And, you know, people just get their lottery tickets and whatnot. But they make really good coffee. And every size is $1.
Oh, okay.
So no matter what you get a small, medium, large. It's just a dollar.
Well, I bet you that place is not forcing a hashtag on their customers. I bet you that's not happening, but it is a Quick Check, and I think I'm going to have to stop going to Quick Check just out of protest for their new promotion, which is hashtag self-tember.
What is that, like cutting yourself down if you're a tree?
I wish it involved cutting yourself, but sadly it's even worse and more self-damaging. You have to take a picture of yourself. Basically, they have a new social media campaign. It says, make it a hashtag self-tember to remember. Post a selfie with your favorite Quick Check product daily for a chance to win. Now, a prize, Steve. Chance to win a prize. You have to enter daily to win a prize. What do you think you're going to win if you're selected from all of the Quick Check enthusiasts that are posting these hashtags? What do you think you're going to win?
$10 gift certificate.
Really? I would have thought it would have been a lot better than that. I would have thought, you know what?
It's Quick Check, dude.
Quick Check, get a book of matches.
you get a pack of Marlboro Lights. That's what you get.
Get a better spot in line. No, you're going to win a $20 gift card. Big fucking deal. Is it really worth doing that? Taking a picture of yourself and hashtagging self-tember? And not with a coffee. Or a Quick Check sub, or something that Quick Check's kind of known for. Like, they really make a big deal about their coffee. Despite what you say, they make a big deal about their coffee and their sub sandwiches. This just simply says, take a selfie with your favorite Quick Check product. So it's not, It's not the sandwich or the coffee that they want to promote.
It doesn't say Quick Check original product.
Just says product. I would take this to believe anything that you can get at a Quick Check. Anything that you exchange money for at a Quick Check. I'm thinking maybe I'll just take a picture of myself with a fucking a scratch off. Just a fucking a losing $1 scratch off.
Yeah.
Hashtag a frowning face of myself with self-tember. And maybe I'll get $20 out of it.
Pickle in a bag.
Oh, God. Those things are the worst. They actually do sell that. It's called pickle.
It's a single pickle.
It's a single pickle in a factory sealed bag that is preserved in fucking in farro piss. It is the yellowest pickle juice I've ever fucking seen.
It's very yellow.
It looks like
antifreeze.
Stale piss.
No, it looks like antifreeze.
Ugh, the worst. Like someone takes too many vitamins, that color piss.
Yep.
Cigarettes. I mean, you smoke. Why don't you just go to Quick Check, get a pack of fucking.
They don't sell my brand.
I'm sure they have the fucking Chianti wine flavored blunts you could get.
Yeah, well, there you go. I could go get a Philly.
Yeah, go get a single black and mild.
Yeah.
You should take a self-tember video of you asking for a Lucy.
I was just about to say, if they had Lucy's, that would be a great one. Just point at one cigarette. Smile.
Condoms. I mean, they sell a lot of shit. Like, they sell fucking cat litter, and they have that one fucking...
Yeah, just buy some dog treats.
Don't they have, like, they do sell, like, dog treats, but isn't it usually in, like, the pet slash automotive end cap with the fucking the motor oil and the Windex?
Yeah, it's pretty much everything for your house is in about 2 square feet.
Yeah, they have, like, a flea collar, a Swiffer box... And a fucking Windex bottle.
Meanwhile, there's two aisles of candy and chips.
I think I may go in, purchase a package of prophylactics, Band-Aids, and fucking pet treats, and just hashtag self-tember. And just totally...
It's all about me. It's all about me.
And just totally...
Kleenex, some Jergens, and then a box of condoms for a couple poshies.
Yeah, you get the tissues and the Jergens, take a picture of yourself. And then just make that meeting that they had where this was such a good idea, just all for naught. Just ruin the self-tember promotion. Because I imagine, I don't really know exactly what is going on in the self-tember. I haven't looked at anybody. I'm gonna go to their page and see if they have.
I have a feeling 4chan is already all over this because it seems.
No,
no.
Why would 4chan give a fuck about Quick Check? Is like just a New Jersey store.
Because they don't give a fuck about. Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like in New Jersey and maybe in like New York in a couple spots.
I thought Quick Check was pretty widespread.
I tried to bring this up to Frank, who's a staunch opponent of selfies. And he's like, you're in 7-Eleven country, my friend. We don't deal with Quick Check. We do not deal with it. So they're showing pictures of cookies with baked fresh. But let me see what self-tember has to do.
Oh, that felt good.
All right, so there's a guy that just took a picture of himself in the Quick Check parking lot with nothing in his hand. That's good.
I think that's what it's all going to become.
Yeah. See,
just going to like totally forget about taking the product picture
or just not get it. They're like, oh, self-tember and Quick Check. Just take your picture. No, you're supposed to show your favorite product. Well, it looks like he's not getting the $20. If I go pick up a fucking goddamn Hearts flea collar or an Entenmann's ring cake. I'm gonna take this. I'm gonna win this.
Get a box of eclairs.
Do they even sell those? I don't think that's eclair is a little bit too fucking highbrow for Quick Check. You're more like toaster strudel. I think toaster strudel is about as bad as pastry ish as a Quick Check would get.
Oh the Drake's apple pie. That's about the worst that you can get.
Yeah, but what's the closest thing to like bakery, right? Like. I don't know, it's all shitty pastries, like the pecan ring cake that everybody knows.
It's all Entenmann shit. They don't really have much of anything else unless it's like pure candy
in that tin foil pan. That fucking Entenmann's just has been using since the 70s. Yeah, I don't know. We should probably compete with each other to see who can take the worst self-tember picture
with a Quick Check product.
I'll go to Quick Check, even though I don't usually go there.
I'm going to be embarrassed to fucking do this, but I will. I will do it.
See, that's the thing. Like, everybody in my town that I know goes to Quick Check. And that's why I avoid it, partially, because I don't want to see people I know.
Well, fuck, yeah, and then you're going over by the fucking the condom wall.
Then I'm picking up the pickle, putting it in front of my face, and taking a picture of myself.
It's funny, like, every department, because Quick Checks are so small, it's just an end cap. So, like, condoms are on the same fucking end cap as, like, NyQuil and Visine and shit. That's, like, the pharmacy end cap. And then it's next to the fucking pet foods and car parts or whatever the fuck they have, wiper plate. Like,
I wonder if they sell Vaseline there. That would be a good product.
There you go. Just hold it up.
Get some petroleum jelly, baby.
Just a newspaper from yesterday.
Newspaper.
Hold it up like a fucking terrorist prisoner. So they know you're still alive.
See, the Quick Check by me used to have, dirty magazines. Now they don't have, like, any magazines anymore. That would have been
did
a
they
good
really? You know what? Actually, in the 80s, they did. They did have those. Because I remember I had a friend in grade school who lived behind the Quick Check in my town, and he just had a fucking stash of magazines, and we were wondering, because, like, we were at the age we were still digging in the woods and hiding shit, like that one magazine in the woods, and he just had a fucking a stash like a buddy from just one of the guys. Like, he had a fucking room with a myriad of fucking just nude 80s looking chicks just on his fucking wall. We're like, how are you getting these? He goes, they just throw them in the garbage. They just throw them in the garbage. And he was, like, just dumpster diving for fucking shitty magazine porn, which was, like, incredible porn.
Hey, but he was the man back then, even though he dumpster dived.
Yeah, well, look where he is now. And let me know, because I have no idea where he is now.
I don't know where he is now, so I can't look.
I have no idea. But I'll just give you a little bit of a fast forward from that point on. He was ostracized because it was revealed that he was also going to Quick Check to purchase buttered rolls to jerk off.
Do I know this person?
I don't think you do.
I don't think
you do.
That sounds familiar.
We went over to his house once, and in his room, he had like the kids' room garbage can. You know, like that one little garbage can. It's just like you'd have it at a desk or in an office. It's just small. But
you just throw paper in and that's it.
He just had fucking just brutalized buttered rolls in it. it looked like he was like shining his fucking baseball bat. It was disgusting.
The egg washing?
Yeah, it was hideous. And then
it's terrible.
After a lot of prodding, well, no pun intended, Jesus Christ. After, you know, really putting the pressure on, he admitted that he was using him to jerk off, and that was...
Admitted to who?
To us. Like, groups of us would go over there.
I got you.
Hang out. And then that revelation didn't do much to help his popularity.
Standing in the community.
His standing, yeah, exactly. It didn't do a whole lot, let's just say. It actually held him back.
I would assume so.
Yeah. So you did mention Jeter and the, what is it, the season with the number 2 remember hashtag?
Oh, yeah.
Is this shit over yet? Is this
season to watch?
Whatever.
It is for the Mets, not for the Yankees, but it's pretty much close to over.
But, I mean, is the apology tour, not the apology tour. Jesus Christ.
Apology tour.
Sorry, I was so good. So many years, everybody. The farewell to Jeter every fucking game. Is that over yet?
No, it'll be over when they're mathematically eliminated. I'm just wondering if they're going to do like what they did with Mariano last year. Like,
you mean they're not going to, like, even if they're mathematically eliminated, they're not going to do it all the way through the end of the season?
No, they'll do it all the way through. I don't know if he's going to play because here's the thing, because there's a stat on Jeter that he's only played in one game ever that the Yankees were mathematically eliminated from, you know, going on.
Ugh. Who gives a shit?
So if they're eliminated...
Where does that go on the baseball card? Fuck all these stats. I'm so fucking sick of this shit.
But you know what? I have this feeling that if...
He's like, fucking 0 for 38 if the fucking pitcher deep-dicked a prostitute at a goddamn fucking rave the night before.
Oh, that's every game now. It's like, you know, Monday night games in January. The Yankees have the highest pitcher batting average in to interleague games. You know, it's like so stupid.
It doesn't. You don't.
I think
Moneyball fucked everybody. Moneyball fucked everybody. Now we have to all be fucking actuaries to enjoy the fucking game.
Hey, Oakland's in it, even though they dropped a bunch. Oakland's still in it, and Billy Beane is still there. So
good for him. Good for him. I mean, it's great if you're scouting, but now we have to hear all these fucking horseshit stats from the likes of Bob Costas or whoever the fuck.
What, Joe Buck.
Is Joe Buck the new Bob Costas that everybody hates, but he's still...
Bob Costas was the precursor to Joe Buck because he wasn't as bad.
Can you tell I haven't watched baseball in a very long time?
Well, he also does football for Fox.
What?
Joe Buck, yeah.
I mean, I'm not that far removed to know that everybody hates this guy.
Right.
I don't watch shit that this guy does, and I know everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Well, how the fuck is he still employed?
Because he's like a... All right. The only reason he's famous...
Because they watch it anyway. That's why.
No, because his father was John Buck, who was, I think, a Cardinals announcer. And he was basically like a Vin Scully. You know, like Vin Scully's the Dodgers announcer.
Yes,
everybody
yes.
loved him. He's been there forever. Yeah. All right. So say Vin Scully had a son that was terrible. And he was the next person calling the game. So you go from a really great announcer to a son who is shit.
And how long ago did his father die?
I don't think his father died. I think he retired. I'm not sure if John Buck is alive.
John Buck.
Yeah.
Retired.
Yeah, I think he's just old.
Jack Buck, you mean? Well, I guess same fucking thing, right?
Yeah. Jack's probably a nickname.
He died in 2002. Okay, he's had 12 years of everybody fucking hating him, and I don't think he's still riding on his dad's name. I don't think he is.
No, he's been, like, they just don't, I don't know, Fox loves him. You know? He works for Fox.
Yeah.
There's a Yankee game on Fox, he's the one calling it, 9 times out of 10. And when they have a Fox football game, it's him announcing it.
Yeah.
And he's first and foremost a football announcer, because he didn't come up as a baseball announcer. I'm pretty sure he came up as a football announcer. And he just sucks at it as a baseball announcer. Yeah, well, he's terrible. Like, everybody is better.
Jesus Christ.
Ron Darling, way better.
So what's the deal with Jeter now? I mean, you asked me to talk about this. I don't know anything about it.
Well, they had Derek Jeter Day.
What does that mean?
Well, they had these days for, like, Paul O'Neill, who's retired, and they had it for Tino Martinez, who's retired.
What goes down at one of these days?
All right, basically, they bring a bunch of people that either played with them or coached them and their families and shit. They bring them on the field, and then they give them a plaque that goes in It goes in Monument Park, which is the little, like, retired area of Yankee Stadium. They have Monument Park.
So don't they do this after the player's retired?
Yes.
So is, like, Derek Jeter going to die soon? Why are they doing it while he's still playing?
The thing is, on the other days that they had for everybody else, not Jeter, they retired their number and gave them a plaque for Monument Park.
Yeah.
Those are the two things they didn't do for Jeter this on Derek Jeter
so
Day.
So now we're going to be treated to yet another fucking Derek Jeter Day.
Most likely next year.
Oh, Christ. This dude cannot
exist
without having some reason to just fuck random broads. In different cities.
Circumstance, man. It's pomp and circumstance. All, like, constantly.
And I guarantee you'll be, like, a hitting coach just so he can go and fuck the broads in the cities he has no reason to go to.
People are saying that.
His steady Cleveland piece. Yeah. Whatever the fuck.
What?
Like, I'm saying that he'll have to go as a hitting coach or some kind of coach to travel with the team so he doesn't miss out on... Like, he doesn't have a reason to go to Cleveland. But he would if he was a part of the team. So his steady Cleveland piece that he had played the fucking Indians, he can still get it in. There's no reason for him to do that unless he's part of the team. Oh, why are you getting shitty with that? You don't think he would do that? Or you think he's America's fucking hero, Derek Jeter?
I think when he's done, he's done. I mean, if they call him back, but. I don't think he's going to go into coaching or anything.
You don't think so? I think he's going to be involved in the organization. He'll be what they call involved in the organization.
No, I don't think he's smart enough.
A Yankee for life. That'll be the next thing. If they're protecting his fucking meaningless stat of playing in one game where they were mathematically eliminated, if they're considering doing that, then they're going to also consider protecting the fact that he's never left the Yankees organization. He died a Yankee. That's what they'll fucking say. He wants that.
Well, either way, I'm getting kind of sick of all this shit too. I mean, like, all right, yeah, you know, he was good. And
didn't it start with Chipper Jones?
Yeah, Chipper Jones. He announced it before he retired, and they started doing. Yeah. That was, but you know what? I think that was fine.
No, like
no. But here's it's only
you play your last game and you say that was all.
No,
goodbye.
But no, that's fine because they all gave him like little things and it was like a 5 minute maybe little thing that they did at his last game in each park. Cool. That guy's a
slippery slope.
But it's gotten more involved and more involved, and they get make it drag it out, make it longer.
Yeah.
And now, like they did with Mariano, and now it's with Jeter, and now and then who's next? I mean,
I can't wait till I don't hear the name Jeter anymore in my life. I
dude,
can't fucking
they said
wait.
They said that
for those of you who don't live in the New Jersey, New York area,
I'm pretty sure.
For example, you will not live if you lived where we live. If you wouldn't have a week where you didn't hear the man's fucking name from people who decide they're a part of the Yankees organization because they bought a shirt at Modell's. Jeter, bro. The captain. Fucking number two. Jeter. Fucking the best. Mr. October.
November.
Whatever the fuck they call him.
Mr. October is Reggie Jackson.
Oh, fuck him. Fuck him, too.
Yeah, fuck him, too, because he fucking ruined the price of all baseball cards.
What do you mean?
He was the president of Upper Deck, and that's when all baseball cards started going downhill except for Upper Deck.
You blame that on him?
On Reggie Jackson, yeah, because he wanted to drastically increase the quality of the card, and it made all the other cards seem shitty. And then it fucked baseball card prices from there on out. Because
you don't just think it just stopped being a thing that people did?
No, that's also part of it. But all the older, all the older stuff got devalued. Like, cards I had back in, like, the 80s that I knew were worth a certain amount are worth less now, 30 years later.
Yeah, now, because the fucking the industry doesn't matter anymore. But in its height, fucking, they were worth some money.
Yeah.
The whole fucking thing shit itself. I mean, like, you could say that about anything. I bet you're fucking... Your Ireland fucking Shamrock Beanie Baby's worth shit too. However, in 1997, it was the shit. Everything yeah. comes and goes. Baseball cards stayed for a long time, but they're fucking done now. And the reason yeah. is because a kid can't follow the fucking stats. Because it used to be, oh, he's a hitter? What does he hit? Does he hit for average? Does he hit for home runs? Good enough for me. Pitcher? How many games did he win? Does he give up a lot of runs? How many strikeouts? What kind of records? Tell me three facts about him. Print them on the card. Now it's every fucking thing. Like when his left ball is 2 degrees lower than his right ball.
No, but
and
you
they're
know
playing what? In a flyover state.
Yeah, no,
he loses actually, every fucking sixth game.
There's actually a stat. It's WAR. WAR. It's wins above replacement. And it's basically a stat that they like amalgamated everything, so you don't have to look at any other stat aside from WAR. And if you just put a team with a high WAR out there, it's the best team you can have.
Yeah.
And it's really weird, and it works.
Yeah.
It's a very strange thing.
Yeah, but it's too late.
Yep.
Because they ruined it. Nobody gives a shit anymore. At least
that'd
I,
be great.
Or let me translate that to. I don't give a shit anymore, so nobody else should either. Because I'm a selfish piece of shit. Speaking of selfish pieces of shit,
yep.
I've been going to the gym a lot, trying to get in shape here, yep. trying to lose a few pounds.
Get cut, bulk up.
I'll never get cut. I just want to be, I just don't want to be old and frail. So I want to try and make a part of my day. I want to make a part of my day. Exercise. I want to include exercise in my life, so that when I'm old, I can have extraordinary old man strength. I can have the strength that I've accumulated in my life, and then have that mutate into this superpower known as super old man strength, where I can just fucking chew a beer bottle. I can open a can with my fucking
I believe that's called Popeye strength.
That's what I want. Yeah, if you can combine forearm strength and old man strength, yeah, you have Popeye strength.
Opening a can with a pipe,
or just squeezing it until it fucking has a fucking mushroom cloud of beer, like in the cartoon.
And I mean, Popeye's got to be what, like 60?
I don't think they've ever aged Popeye, but I know that the cartoon was in the 30s, and he was a sailor. That's about all I know.
Well, I'm trying to think, because Olive Oil seemed old, but she had a baby.
Yeah.
So she had Sweet Pea. So
I'm not convinced that's any of their child either. I'm convinced.
She could have adopted. She could have been an old.
I think they fucking
adopted.
Kidnapped the baby. Fucking Bluto was pissed because they know that they're pieces of shit. But no,
that's why
the world perception of Popeye and Olive Oil is that they're this fucking benevolent, loving couple, but they're actually fucking child thieves.
I think that's the true story. It's Bluto's kid.
Bluto's the fucking hero here. Every now and then he tries to put a fucking a right cross on Olive Oil's dumb face for stealing a kid. Popeye has to get in the middle of it. Steals all the fucking produce. Wastes fucking reserved vegetables during a time of war, mind you. I think this was World War II era cartoons here. He's just fucking...
Yeah.
Just
you got Blimpy eating hamburgers.
This fucking greedy motherfucker is just ripping rations out of the goddamn mess hall, squeezing them, and just firing them in his mouth in front of everybody. And Wimpy's begging for a shitty hamburger. He's crying and letting people call him fucking Wimpy so he could fucking eat a shitty White Castle burger. And Popeye's eating all the fucking canned vegetables.
And he gets all his burgers on layaway.
It's true. He does.
Every one.
Every last fucking one. What a shitty cartoon. Old cartoons suck.
No, I like the violence. I love the Roadrunner cartoons. That was one of my favorites. Just so violent.
I liked those. At least they were kind of amusing. Because
that was like real itchy and scratchy. It was basically the Roadrunner.
Yeah, I mean, Tom and Jerry, actually. I mean,
yeah, well,
let's face it. Itchy and Scratchy, Cat and Mouse, Tom and Jerry. Not fucking Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner.
I'm saying by violence level, because I think the Roadrunner was much more violent than Tom and Jerry ever was. Although there were some parts of Tom and Jerry where Jerry's just, like, cutting off the end of Tom's tail and just chopping him up into, like, lasagna.
I never watched Tom and Jerry, and I hardly watched Popeye. I just happened to know who the fuck they were, and...
Oh, I watched both.
I couldn't possibly care.
It
was fucking... Who gives a shit? Just a fucking old cartoon. Not good. The Warner Brothers shit I liked. I liked Roadrunner. I liked Bugs Bunny. I liked those things.
Yeah.
But this fucking eat your spinach propaganda.
that was the whole war.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Popeye fought the Nazis at some point.
Oh, of course he did. Of course he did.
And
in
he,
his 40s, every...
Like he ate his spinach. Well, he, like, drank his spinach.
Every celebrity, every character, every cartoon fought Hitler in the fucking 40s, just like everybody fought fucking the Soviet Union in the 80s. It's just how it goes. Even in the 60s, John Wayne fucking fought the VC in the Green Berets movie. he's 83 years old. In the army in this movie.
It's like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Wait. Clint Eastwood must idolize John Wayne.
Well, in which way?
Huh?
How is it like Clint Eastwood?
Because Clint Eastwood is this old guy that just kicks ass.
Yeah, but at least he's like realistically old at this point.
You're
like
right.
He's an angry old neighbor who hates other minorities now. Like that's believable when you look at him. He's an old retired boxing trainer. Like these are things that he could do. He's not a fucking Green Beret like John Wayne was. They just decided they need somebody.
Yeah, I guess that's more of Schwarzenegger now because he's still doing action movies.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. With his dumb eyeliner. How embarrassing. You see those promos for that fucking Expendables 3? He's got goddamn eyeliner on. Yes. Look at his face. Google a picture of Expendables 3 Stallone.
Yeah, I'll find it. I do want to see that. I haven't seen the other two, but I want to see it just for Ronda Rousey because it's fucking Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know.
Yeah,
he's got like penciled in eyebrows and fucking eyeliner on.
Expendables 3, right?
Yeah.
Are you talking about in the movie, or is it like
in like any of the posters where he's not wearing sunglasses? You can see his stupid. Like extra black eyebrows that look like a cartoon's eyebrows.
Every one of them is wearing sunglasses.
Yeah. Or whatever. It doesn't matter. Expendables. Fuck that movie. The first time they announced it, it was pretty awesome. It's like, holy shit, they're all going to be in the same movie. And then they did it two more times. And it's the same fucking thing. I can't be bothered.
I haven't seen any of them.
I think I saw The Expendables. And I don't know. I don't remember watching it, but I know I watched it. And for some reason, I think somebody rode a motorcycle into a helicopter, or they jump kicked a fucking helicopter. I have no idea.
That sounds like Jason Statham.
I can't stand Jason Statham movies. Okay, yeah, he's this mild-mannered cook who used to be in the fucking the British Air Force. He was a special agent. He's got all these fucking skills, but now he's just mashing potatoes 12 hours a day. And then all of a sudden, they need him for a mission. And then the kicking ensues.
But isn't he like the next generation Jean-Claude Van Damme? Because that's all the same kind of shit he did too.
No, Jean-Claude Van Damme was never just undercover. It was always from the get-go. He was a kicker, like he could kick. And then someone discovered his ability to kick, and they would use it for good. Or challenge him with bad. I don't know, but like, it's for some reason. Jason Statham is not like Jean-Claude Van Damme because he is a reluctant kicker. He doesn't want to kick at first. He wants to just fucking mash his potatoes all day. He's content to just be a piece of shit, pumping gas or moving to a new town to raise his daughter. I'm just trying to have a new life for my daughter. And then he gets a hard time from the local rubes, and now he's got to do fucking, you know, wheel kicks in front of a gas pump.
But, you know, I do like him in the Guy Ritchie movies. Because he's not an action hero at all in either one of them.
Yeah, like, it just seems like at a certain point, they're like, look, we have 7 scripts where the guy doesn't want to kick, but ends up having to. Is Statham available for all of these? Oh, yeah. He is?
I thought he was good.
Okay, we'll just produce them all at the same time.
Nah, he was good in Snatch, and he was good. What was the one before that?
Don't know, and I don't give a fuck.
Oh, Snatch is a great movie.
Didn't see it.
Oh, you'd like it. They're Scottish people.
What about it would you say would make me like it? And what was that you just did? Did you just open something?
Yeah, opened a Miller High Life, the champagne and beers.
A can?
Yeah.
You're drinking a can of Miller High Life.
Got to keep it classy.
Jesus Christ, why don't you just drink it out of a fucking shoe?
Well, you'd have to pour it into a shoe first. I'd rather drink it right out.
No, I know. Miller High Life is so classy that they would sell it in used shoes. You can get it in bottles.
Get a boot.
Tall boy cans or just fucking old Nikes. Yeah, we have a 4-pack rotten Nike. Rotten landscaper Nike.
It's only 32 cents for a 6-pack.
Yeah, it's a really good deal. But if you look per quart, it's very expensive. It's deceiving.
Yeah. You always got to go by the per quart value.
Yep. Don't get put in awe by the new container. The new fucking pint bottle or fucking the new tall boy can or the fucking
I love it when they come out with a new can that's just like 75% smaller. Everyone's like, "Wow, it's small. Look at that."
But
it's got
a punch tab on it cuz you know you can't pour stuff out of it.
Look, you take your key. Your dirty ass key that you put in a greasy lock every day.
Yeah.
And you stab that into your can and the beer will come out faster.
Yeah, I think the people that are doing this have no qualms about putting anything in that fucking pull tab. That's true. They would put a fucking herpy dick.
Yo, give me that needle. Fine. I gotta crack my beer.
Oh, Christ. So I'm going to the gym a lot more. I'm trying to make it a part of my day. And I've been going with my dad. And he's a member of the same gym. And, you know, we've talked about the grunting thing, right? And how it's fucking just inevitable. It's inescapable. It's at every gym that you go to. I don't go to a gym with a fucking lunk alarm, so I'm not going to be treated to a freak out at any time. However, the grunting that I've experienced lately is fucking just unusual. I don't think this type of shit happens, and I don't think we've ever really discussed this level of grunting. But there's always the, really struggling.
Everybody.
Well, and I've mentioned that there are guys that do that shit on every rep of every set.
That's ridiculous.
Is commonplace for a gym, and that's why they have the gyms that you can fucking hit the stupid shut up alarm, and then the big dude goes, but I'm paying for my fucking gym. It's fucking bullshit. Everything that they disagree with is fucking bullshit. But with this guy that I encountered, keep in mind he's a very large, in shape, huge dude who is way too tan, looks to be 45, mid-40s, and has like the spiked kind of hair, like the long spike mohawk that you kind of just let grow in, and it's dyed purple.
It's a mohawk?
It's just longer in the middle.
Oh.
But in the middle front. Everything else is short. The middle front is very spiky. I would say like 6 to 7 inches of perfectly pinned straight fucking porcupine hair that is purpled color. Perfectly pinned straight purple porcupine hair.
It's a lot of alliteration.
Goddamn right it is. I encountered this person when I was doing some shoulder exercise with dumbbells. I was doing like a lateral raise. You raise the dumbbell out from your waist all the way straight up. You just extend your arm until you look like the letter T. I'm doing both of them.
Gotcha.
And a couple of the last reps got me. And, like that. Nothing too crazy. A couple of the last... like that. Only audible to myself. But then I see this guy go over to like... less weight than I'm doing, start doing the same exercise as me, and he's now a foot away from the mirror with intense eye contact on himself doing this exercise. And every rep, I swear to Christ, yeah, college boy, yeah, get it. That's it. Get it done, college boy. Yeah. College boy. He kept staring at himself, fucking saying college boy over and fucking over again.
Fantasy?
I don't know. Dude, I was so fucking freaked out. At first, I mean, he's older than me, and I did grunt on a couple, so I didn't know if he was like fucking making fun of me because he's doing the same exercise. I didn't know if he was doing that, but he was like so intently looking at himself. I thought he was fucking with me, and I just walked away. But it stuck to me. I'm like, who the fuck would look at themselves and just go, yeah, college boy. Get it, college boy. That's how you do it. Finish it, college boy. Yeah. Like that. He was just, yeah. Okay. So I'm going over, like, I was doing something my dad didn't want. My dad was having, like, a shoulder. He didn't want to do the shoulder thing. So I went back to where my dad was to see what he was up to. And I said, hey, do you hear that guy? And he goes, what? You know, the guy doing the, yeah. He goes, oh, that fucking jerk off. That fucking asshole. Yeah, so we're just talking. I'm like, yeah, he's calling himself college boy. He's looking at the thing. Fucking loser. Blah, blah, blah. We're talking shit about this guy. And now it's very abundantly clear. Every time he does this now, it just interrupts our entire thought process. It ruins like a set of exercises we're doing where we have to start over because we're fucking laughing.
So wait, this has happened multiple times where he keeps saying college boy?
Yes.
Yeah. Like on different days.
The same day, different exercises. And I've encountered him saying different things, but that day he was calling himself college boy. But when he was doing this shit, we were just trying to move on, finish what we were doing, but he would like go on to a different machine or a different thing, and college boy, just doing these fucking reps and like getting way too fucking into it. It's not even like a grunt; he's just saying "yeah, college boy" over and fucking over again. And at one point, my dad and I fucking look at each other and we start fucking laughing, and then when we stop laughing, we look up and the dude is staring at us. The dude is staring at us holding these fucking dumbbells and not looking very happy. And he's fucking, and like we look away and we start doing whatever the fuck we're doing. And when we still feel our like eyes on us and shit, Like, this guy is fucking staring my dad down. He's not looking at me. He's staring at my fucking 70-plus-year-old dad down. My dad is 70 fucking two at this point. Staring him down. Like he's gonna do something. My dad totally doesn't give a shit. I mean, he recognizes this guy is probably could beat the shit out of, you know, both of us. But, I mean, my dad just kind of looks at him, gives him the fucking, like, the dead eyes, and then just looks and goes back to what he's doing.
The dead eyes is great.
But, like, it was all I could do not to just, you know, fucking erupt in laughter. Like, I had to really focus not to laugh at this guy doing, yeah! And the college boy shit was so fucking weird. I've never encountered anything weirder than that as far as grunting. Never. This is the weirdest motherfucker I've ever seen. Absolute worst. And he does it every single time. He's just notorious for this. Constantly interrupting the fucking the flow. Like, we try and avoid him now.
There's always one guy, or one girl, it's always one person that just fucks everything up for everybody.
And he, like, carries this bottle.
Was there, you'd have your nice workout, uneventful.
He has this like unlabeled sports drink bottle with just this milky shit in it.
Yeah, it's fucking bull jism.
just to keep his testosterone up. Yeah, I drink pure bull cum. It makes me really excited. Makes me feel like I was when I was back in college.
It's bull cum and Eskimo piss.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you stir those two together, you can fucking survive anywhere.
Man. I survive purely on seal meat.
Seal meat, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so that's what we're dealing with here. We've been able to avoid him the last couple times that we went. But
good.
God damn it, if I see that dude again, I'm going to fucking just die laughing. It might be worth getting my fucking ass handed to me by this dude. It might be worth it. But
just go for the knees, man.
He doesn't work his legs out too much.
Go right for the knees.
He does have those, like, fucking, those dollhouse legs.
That's big guys, man. A lot of them, they're all upper body. You take out their legs, and then they're done.
It's true.
UFC, fucking straight up rule. The guys widen the shoulders, fucking hit him in the legs.
Yeah, slide tackle him, maybe, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to think that I could work it out like this. But I have a feeling that if this fucking wildebeest was charging at either of us, we wouldn't be able to think that quickly.
Yeah, but you run the scenarios in your head beforehand.
So you think I should just drill this every morning I wake up?
No, not every morning, but have a plan just in case.
Yeah, it's true.
Doesn't hurt to have a plan.
Just bash him in the fucking kneecap. I don't know.
Just fucking karate chop him in the throat. Works.
Knock him to the ground and then just say, yeah, college boy, right in his fucking face.
That would be...
I want to know what it means. I want to know why he's saying
that
to himself.
That's what you say. Don't even say anything. What does it mean? That's what you say to him.
What if... Do you think that if I just approached him and asked him, hey, man, what do you mean by college boy? What do you...
Just say, who is
do you think
the college
boy? Do you think there's any way that I could ask him about that without having him... pull that big dude shoes. What, you got a fucking problem?
You got a fucking problem? You can ask any question as long as you phrase it the right way.
How would you phrase it?
You could ask anybody any question.
Okay, so you and I both want to know what this means. If I'm him, ask me. I'm fucking working out right now. I got my purple hair. I'm wearing my fucking...
I need a visual on this guy because I need to go through so many more scenarios in order to phrase a question.
I'm almost thinking like a really jacked Wreck-It Ralph. Let me see.
Really jacked? Like, Wreck-It Ralph is jacked.
Yeah, like extra jacked.
But his legs are that small?
Wreck-It Ralph is like big dude jacked. Like fat, your fat friend is the strongest guy you know.
Yeah.
He's that, but like
he's world's strongest man style.
But like ripped, jacked with a fucking muscle tee. And like taller hair with purple dye in the middle.
He would fit in WWE.
Like maybe on like Los Staros.
Is he a short guy?
Los Superstaros, Saturday morning, maybe. He's kind of a Spanish gentleman. He's maybe like 5'10". is undeniably big.
Oh,
from working okay. out. Way oversized, way over tanned, dead eyes that look like they've never had an intelligent conversation thrown at them.
He's big, but he's short because he's 5'10". I mean, most men are, you know.
Dude, I'm fucking 5'10".
Yeah, but I'd say.
How tall are you? You're not that much taller than me.
6 foot.
Yeah, so whatever. He's not that short.
You're still looking down. That makes a big difference, I think. If you're going to get in a fight with someone, you're looking down and they're looking up.
I don't know. I haven't really sized them up too much because I don't anticipate fighting. But the whole point of this exercise is
being
prepared. How do you ask him?
You said
the question can always be asked.
Yeah.
If I'm college boying it up in the fucking mirror, a foot away.
It's even easier now because he's not like a 6'5", like Jack dude. He's 5'10".
Nah, he's just like a fucking insecure dude who just started working out forever.
I'd just be like, dude, who's the college boy?
Well, you got a fucking problem? Something you fucking, what are you admiring, dude? You fucking looking at me, dude?
I just want to know, who is he?
Who are you talking about?
College boy.
What are you looking at me and shit?
I heard you.
I guarantee you, you can't
tell. See?
He looks like the type of guy where if you asked him anything, he would take it as a fucking affront. Like you were coming at him.
All right. Yeah, that's chicky shit.
Yeah, I'm not really, he's just a weird fucking person. And while I'm curious, I really don't want to know.
You the college boy, son.
What if I fucking ask and he's like, I say that because of you. Then what do I do?
Don't think I'm not watching you. I know you're listening to me.
Yeah, that's why I did those shoulder moves. That's why I did that. I got fucking Affliction t-shirt on.
You like that?
My cute little fucking shirt that I got on.
Does that look good to you?
You like that color? I knew you liked that color because you wore red once. I mean, I'm watching you with your shoes that you like.
I can help you with your form.
College boy, that's how you do it. Get it done, college boy.
I'll show you true college boy form.
College boy. The worst part is the guy's fucking almost 50. College boy. He can't be saying it about himself. Maybe I think he's looking straight in the mirror, but he's looking behind him at some dude who looks like he's probably in college.
Yeah.
And just really psyched up about how that guy's doing fucking exercises.
From my experience, anybody that calls anybody a college boy is someone who definitely did not go to college.
That's true. That's a very, very good point.
I'm going to put money on that this guy did not go to college himself.
College boy. Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you figure it out, college boy? Yeah, anybody who calls somebody college or like Harvard or whatever, like whatever the place is or the institution, yeah, they didn't do any of that, and they're using it to demean the person that they think did.
Yeah, and psych themselves up. That's probably what it is. It's probably a psych up thing.
Yeah,
like yeah, I didn't go to college. I didn't go to college. Muscles, son.
Jesus Christ. Type of guy that's probably into six fantasy leagues. Likes hanging out with the dudes. Going to the drafts, making a big fucking event. Yo, we're going to get a room in fucking Vegas. We're going to Vegas for the draft. Fuck football. You know what? I said I wasn't excited about teams. I will watch the occasional. Holy shit. Time to die.
Occasional.
Time to die, guys. Thanks. Occasional. Occasional.
Occasional.
Steve, do you have a vehicle?
Yeah.
Could you drive it over my fucking face, please? Thank you.
Occasionally.
Occasionable. Jesus Christ. What a piece of shit. Mumble mouth piece of fucking shit. College boy. Yeah, college boy. Yeah, get it. Fumble that vocab, college boy. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't know. The thing about, are you in any fantasy leagues? Do you do that? Yeah. No.
Not football, only baseball.
Yeah, well, that's stupid. Sorry. That really is.
It's only 10 times more annoying considering there's 162 baseball games and 16 football games.
Are you doing it for money, though?
Nope.
Yeah, then that's even more of a waste of time.
Well, I don't have money to put up. I don't know if there was a first, second, and third.
Well, maybe if you have to be in a baseball fantasy league, one you want to be in is a fucking free one because you are definitely going to get robbed.
Yeah, well.
Because the way fantasy leagues are, they're just run by dudes you know. If they're for money, it's just dudes that you know or like your friend of a friend.
Yeah, I mean, someone said, oh, anybody want to play a league? There was one league that I've been in.
Yeah, me and my buddy from school, he's got a league. Oh, yeah? Yeah, it's just fucking like $100. And then, you know, the winner gets $2,000.
I'm talking about baseball, and both of the ones I play are free. I've never played in any pay to whatever play.
Oh, yeah, that guy that I don't know that you went to college with 20 years ago starting a fucking fantasy league? Great. Why don't me and 100 other people float him $200 so he can fucking just make some
so
small amount of
interest. Mexico and start a new life.
So he can either just take it and never talk to us again, fucking put it in the bank and get like $20 worth of interest, or just not collect any money and then just tell the winner who owes him $20 here or there to go get it. Oh, you won? Oh, okay. Well, you got to get $50 from Craig, and you got to get $20 from Kevin, and Mike owes you $10, because he gave me $10, and I'm giving you this, so go chase him down.
Go chase him down.
Yeah, because these people don't want to pay. Sometimes they like a league where you don't pay up front, you pay at the end, and then they just don't fucking pay, because they were so hoping that they were going to win and not have to pay. And now if you win, you have to fucking shake everybody down for your fucking pittance that you won from just ruining every Sunday and every game of a sport that you probably enjoy.
Fantasy leg breaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantasy loan shark. Yeah. That's not really a loan.
Well, it's fucking stupid.
Debt collector.
It's dumb.
Yeah, I don't know enough about football to want to bet money that I do know something about football or have to learn about football.
Yeah.
I could just watch the Giants lose fucking every game of the year.
I mean, football is a good sport because you can put any game on and you know what to expect. And it's going to either be it's rarely a boring game. I mean, to be honest, it's rarely a fucking boring game. Unless it's a blowout and then you just change the channel and you're on another one. And it used to be that, you know, Sunday was the day. But now
you watch football.
They're just spreading it out now. Spreading out because of the fantasies. The fantasy league. Such big business now. Everybody gives a shit about every team and every game.
They made a fucking movie about it, didn't they? I don't know about that. Oh, well, they made a TV show, which is actually very funny.
The League, yeah.
Yeah. John Lajoie.
He's pretty good.
And the other guy.
Paul Scheer.
Is that the Lippy Jew?
What?
Who's the Jewish guy, Forever Unclean?
I don't know.
Paul Scheer. I don't know who that
Nick
is.
Nick Kroll, is he on that show?
Oh, Nick Kroll, yeah, that's him.
Paul Scheer's the guy with, like, the fucking stray hand teeth.
oh, yeah, he's funny. I like him, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, unfortunately, it's the only way I could fucking get you to know who he was. His most notable feature.
No, that only took about 3 seconds to process in my brain. That's pretty good.
Yeah, however, your description of the Lippy Jew is just the worst, most insensitive, terrible fucking description.
You look at him. His lips are always forefront.
Funny guy, though.
He is.
I think he had his own show, right?
He did, and it was very short-lived. It was bad. I watched a few episodes. It wasn't really that good.
The Kroll show wasn't good?
No, I think he's not good as a writer and better as an actor, probably. Because I think he wrote that show. He wrote all the, parts. It was his first, writing thing.
Oh, he co-starred on the show Cavemen, too.
Never heard of it. I think they made...
Cavemen was based on the Geico Cavemen commercial. You don't remember that they made a show?
No, that's terrible.
That was very bad. Very, very bad. Kroll show had fucking 2 seasons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to have a third, but whatever. I don't know. Well, Steve, a few people have moved on.
Yep.
We don't do this very often.
Nah, we do.
We're going to just run down the names real quick, okay?
Let's run them down.
Just the three people. Robin Williams.
Dead.
Joan Rivers.
Dead.
Truett Cathy.
I guess in another place.
Don't know who he is. The founder of Chick-fil-A. You don't think he's on the level of Robin Williams and Joan Rivers? You gotta have three. He was the third.
I guess he moved on too.
Hey, he invented the chicken sandwich. Imagine, you know the balls you have to say you invented putting chicken between bread? The fucking balls you have.
Yeah, I mean.
And to have made that claim in 1940. Like nobody's done it fucking in 1,940 years. Nobody's ever done it. You invented it.
That's bold. That's a bold statement.
Well, that bold man is not dead.
Well, that's what you get.
Maybe they'll be open on a fucking Sunday.
A nice long life, a lot of money.
Maybe they'll be open on a goddamn Sunday now. That's all I have to say.
I doubt it. It's going to be handed down into somebody that saw the exact same thing, that, you know, same morals.
Oh,
and
God, just stay closed on Sunday morning. I want to fucking eat waffle fries and a goddamn chicken set. Did I mention I go to the gym and trying to get healthy?
Yeah, but you know what?
Chick-fil-A is a different fucking... It's a different story. If there was a Chick-fil-A here, I would eat it on the way to and fucking on the way home from the gym. I fucking love Chick-fil-A.
At least you're offsetting it. But you might be taking in twice as much going to the gym in the first place.
And the people, and the, to me, the people that were protesting Chick-fil-A because of the gay marriage issue, they are true heroes, because I couldn't fucking protest or boycott Chick-fil-A if they just put pictures of my fucking family with a circle slash through it as their logo. I would still go there. If they tried to...
I don't think I've ever been to Chick-fil-A.
If they ran a smear campaign on my parents, I would probably still eat there, because it's that fucking good.
Free food?
Yes.
No, I've never been to Chick-fil-A.
The parents of podcaster DJ Newstyle are vile people. Well,
yes.
I agree. I disagree, but I love your chicken that you invented.
And now a testimonial from their son, paid for in fried chicken.
Look, you don't know him, but I love the sandwich. So, yeah, fuck. I don't think I could do that. Who am I kidding? I would be there every day. I would eat that goddamn sandwich.
Never had it.
Steve, if you ever see that logo, pull the fuck over.
I'm trying to think. I haven't even seen any near me. And we don't live too far away from each other.
I don't know where the nearest one is up here. I know they have them down South Jersey. Down South Jersey.
I don't go down South Jersey.
Down the shore. That was just a really fucking stupid Ginzo, New Jersey bullshit thing that I just fucking said, and I really hated myself for it.
Down the shore?
Yeah, down South Jersey.
Down South Jersey.
Back the house in Italy.
Hey, we're going to Rutgers.
Oh.
I gotta go
to Zagorgas to get this guy's fucking couch to bring it back to house.
What is this? Where's the food trucks? The grease trucks? This
gone.
Is Rutgers. What?
They're gone. They burned. What you want to do is go up on Hamilton Street and make a left on Eastern Avenue. Ask for Mr. Baker. He'll take care of you. Where the fuck are the locations? I click on locations. Okay, there it is. Restaurant locator.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. I happen to know your town.
All right.
It was the one that Jeter came from?
Yeah. The one Jeter was born in.
Yeah.
That's
it's
about
got a
Q
in it.
Yeah, that's about all he'll admit to, even though we were born in the same hospital.
Yeah. Okay, so there's one in the Paramus Park Shopping Center, my friend.
Yeah, it's always in Paramus. They have everything in Paramus.
This is likely to be fucking food court eats here, though.
Yeah.
Still.
I should have known Paramus, because if there's any store you're looking for around here, the closest one is always in Paramus. There's fucking like seven malls, like seven lively malls.
So, yeah, a true hero, a true American hero, Truett Cathy, dead. Thanks for the chicken sandwich. No one else has ever thought of putting meat between bread that wasn't beef, pork.
But you really think it is that good, though? You will attest to its goodness.
I fucking love it, man. It's incredible. It's the best. You know what? I will say.
Because I'm a big.
I will say.
Go ahead.
Chick-fil-A is the greatest fast food this country has to offer. I'm including In-N-Out. Thank you.
Double stamp it.
I'm including the In-N-Out secret menu. I'm including that.
All right. So for
I don't give a fuck if you have fucking some shit I don't even know about at In-N-Out. You could fucking have polar bear style. I don't even give a fuck what they put on the fries at that. It's fucking better at goddamn Chick-fil-A. Totally different categories of food.
Right.
But I would rather eat Chick-fil-A than any other fast food establishment.
All right. But you're saying if you had to go for a burger, you'd be going to In-N-Out.
No, I'm not. I had it, and after fucking Dan and Cal and everybody from California and fucking Ed McGrath, you know, singing the high praises and fucking pringing on their harps about it, it didn't live up to it.
So you don't like it at all?
No, it was great, but it wasn't the best I've ever had. I mean, fucking Wendy's is better than that shit.
No.
Have you had it?
Yes, the one time I went to Hollywood, I had In-N-Out. Six out of 7 days.
Well, Shake Shack is much better, and fucking Wendy's is close.
Never had Shake Shack, but I do.
They don't have freezers on premises, man. Well, eat my fucking shit. I don't give a fuck.
Well, same with Wendy's.
Exactly.
It's all fresh.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Wendy's doesn't have a fucking a red tile palm tree on the wall. Fuck off.
But the line, I gotta tell you, man, the line at that place was out the dough every day.
My first time there, I didn't know how to order, so I tried to like have the knowledge.
In-N-Out?
Yeah, double. Are you sure? Fuck you and your paper hat. You fuck.
No, they were pretty cool where I went. Yeah. Everybody like
I went in Vegas. They're probably used.
Yeah,
to nobody knows.
Probably assholes in Vegas. California guys were pretty. It was all, you know, like a off Hollywood area. You know, kind of urban.
Yeah,
and they were all pretty cool though.
I'll put Chick-fil-A. I would eat Chick-fil-A over that shit any day.
You ever have chicken and rib crib?
No, never heard of it.
Are you a buffalo chicken tender and blue cheese kind of person?
No.
No, you just like a chicken sandwich?
Yeah, just like regular fucking. Like I don't need
like
my
fried chicken.
Yeah, or grilled. I don't give a fuck. But I don't need the buffalo flavoring. I don't really like it. To be honest, I like it on a good crispy wing. That's about it, though.
All right.
Well, fuck it. Why don't we wrap this shit up, Steve? You know?
Let's.
Let me do that. Hold on a second. Jesus Christmas Christ.
You should love buffalo.
Why? Why should I, Steve?
It's hot sauce and butter.
Yeah, it's just not the. It's not really good hot sauce.
That's Frank's. Frank's is good.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? All right, well, thanks for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Tune into everything on Heroes Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Oh, if you're going to be doing some shopping, perhaps you're going to buy a new iPhone, or later on, you're going to buy the Apple Watch. Go ahead and go to Amazon. Go to HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Click the link from our site to Amazon. Make your purchase. You get your thing, and we get a small cut. Helps us with the hosting and every other goddamn thing. Really helps out the shows. Thank you for those of you who have been doing it. It's really appreciated. Go check out Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio. I apologize. And listen to everything we've ever done. Go to HeroesTalk.com. Thank you very much, for everybody, for tuning in. We apologize for the absence in shows. And we'll be doing our best to make sure that we do some good shit for you. Thank you very much. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Monday, the Trebek stash comes back.
Fuck Trebek. Thank you.